Bank of Cardiff.
Who is this?
This is Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. All right. No, somebody sent me something. I was just calling to see what it was.
Okay. Did we send you something in the mail?
Yes.
Okay. Was there a reservation code on there?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that number?
2511-3701. 0023-2629.
2629. Okay. And I have affordable transmissions?
Yep.
Okay. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
Yes.
Okay. Am I speaking with John?
Yes.
Perfect.
My
are you still at the 8342 State Road address in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing,
okay.
And we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
I was sick for a while.
Okay.
Went under because, you know, nobody can run it like you can.
Mm-hmm.
And besides my daughter's mother, she's stealing a ton of money off me.
Oh, no.
I run it based on a still a ton of nothing got paid. I'm back behind everything. I'm back on the eight ball now, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I had a company come in. I'm like, hey, let me get it, you know what I mean, because I'm kind of cash poor right now. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I have $1 million in capital, but no cash. Because mm-hmm. I can't give somebody a car for a cheesesteak.
Yeah.
So this guy called me. He's like, hey, guaranteed. I just went through all this runaround. Went out of my mind. I said, dude, I need to borrow like $5,000. Cool. You know, get up on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could do it, this, that, and the other thing. And then somebody the other day, he was like, because I put like, first 2 months, I only put like $7,000 through the bank for the month. And then last 2 months, I put 30-some thousand through.
Okay.
So he called me back. I'm like, yeah, he's like, I sent him the stuff, did all this, did all that. Well, somebody came in, you know, I owed so much money out. Like, the money was just going to come right out.
Yeah.
And somebody came the other day, and they paid, and they actually went outside and called their credit card company, and they, you know, said that they, you know, whatever, I got to dispute this thing now. And they pulled the money. They didn't even put the money in my account. So I went under. So the guy called, well, you're negative. I said, dude, there's no way I'm negative. So I just put $2,200 in there and didn't write no checks. Don't tell me I'm negative. And I was. Well, here she stopped the payment. Didn't even make the bank. It's on hold right now. So I went to his house because, you know, I'm like, look, I'm not fighting with your mom. Put me in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I need that $2,100 now. So I just put that in the bank right now. So they're like, oh, well, you're right. I'm like, dude, listen, whatever. I'm not arguing. You made me do all this stuff for nothing. And that's where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how this works. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. I don't need crazy money. I was just jammed up for the next 10 days.
How much money do you need?
$5,000, if that.
Okay. Is the account positive right now?
Yeah, it should have like $1,900 in it.
Okay.
Plus, I got to put another $1,300 through in about 6 hours through the credit card.
Okay. How long have you had the business?
I've been here since 2008.
Okay. Are you the sole owner over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans right now?
No, I was just trying to get one for like 2 months, and they're like playing games.
What are they saying? What's the feedback as to why they won't give you a loan?
Because I was negative because I put $2,200 in on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I went in, I put a $3,000 check in. It was $1,500 behind because they were late paying me. Of course, mm-hmm. my guys come for money. I'm, you know, counting on that money being there that same day I'm writing the checks. Well, the guy was 3 days late. Of course, they cash the checks, whatever. I go and put the money in. You know, it was negative $1,500. Went right back in. I was up above. And then I put another $2,200 in. And it went negative again, and the guy was saying something. I'm like, dude, what do you want me to do? It's like 2 days. I went and got the money, and I put it right in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, I can't help. They stopped the payment. I can't. There's nothing I can do with that. I called the credit card process. I'm like, you know, it's through the bank. I'm like, they said, no, they disputed it. The Visa disputed it right away. As soon as the lady came in, she was bitching. Well, where'd this scratch come from? I'm like, lady, look, all these marks are marked down on the paperwork. Like, don't try this. And my card, it doesn't steer right. She said, what's it got to do with me?
So the past few months are have the balances been negative, a negative ending balance?
Right. Yeah, well, that's why I wasn't here. So
okay.
Now when I took over, I jumped it right back up.
Okay. And so the past few months have been negative, though.
Yeah, I think. Not last month. Not the last 2 months, no.
No, okay.
I mean, it did get negative, but it went right back up. See, what? My daughter's mother's very smart. I don't have online banking. She
mm-hmm.
gets into my account somehow, and she I don't know how she does it, but she gets money out.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue. She's very smart.
Hmm.
She can make documents that you think were the government issued.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, she's. Let me tell you something. If she used that to good, this girl will make a ton of money. Very smart. Very, but devious.
Okay. So, how is your personal credit?
My personal credit?
Uh-huh. Is it above 500?
Above what?
500?
Yeah. It's right above it because I got credit cards I don't even know I have that I'm paying off.
Oh, okay. So, let's do this. I'm going to email you. Based off what you said, I think that we can probably issue something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have to look at everything. What's a good email address? I'm going to send you what we would need.
allaffordable677@gmail.com.
What is it again?
All affordable.
Okay.
allaffordable677@gmail.com. I don't even know if I want it. I'm just like, you know, I mean, I can get the money by the end of Saturday, but it's just I got people down my neck. They don't, you know, when people owe me money, it's like, yeah, I'll be there. When I owe them,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, it's allaffordable@gmail.com, or were there numbers?
No, allaffordable677.
Oh, 677, okay. Okay. I will shoot this over to you.
Like I said, I got bank statements here from the last 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, that's what we'll need to see.
I don't have that many bank statements, though.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at what you have.
Yeah, because nothing went into the bank. Everything went into everybody's pocket, but
okay.
Mine. I'm like so far behind on rabbing at my landlord's school. He's working with me.
You know, okay.
He knew I was sick. He knew. He knows what's going on.
Okay.
I mean, if I showed you a picture of my lot, there's got to be $70,000 worth of work out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just I don't like the part money and like everything's going out and you know I don't like asking for deposits because it really looks like you don't know what you're doing. You shouldn't need a deposit. I never took a deposit off anybody, and I won't change that standard.
Okay.
That's the problem. I'm like so far behind. I got to get parts. I got this. I got that. It's just driving me nuts.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm not negative now, and everything's cleared up. And it took me about 3 months to get back where I'm at from being so far.
Okay.
Behind. And then
good.
The guy that's running this place just opened up a shop right behind me. I called my landlord. I'm like, yo. He goes, no, he's just using it for stores. I'm like, really? He's got lifts and cars in there. My customers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, get him down, get him out before I burn his whole building down.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to send you the email right now and then send that back to me and we'll see what we can do.
What do you need? What do you need?
6 months. 6 months business bank statements, a one-page application, your most recent tax return.
I don't have a recent tax return.
Do you have 2014?
We shut the business down because I separated from my wife. Right,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It was in her name, too. So I shut it down and opened up a new entity first of the year. And then I got sick. I was here for 2 months, and I got sick.
Okay.
So, I've been open since 08, but this is a new business itself since the beginning of the year. So I didn't even do taxes yet for this.
Okay. Well, I'll send you what we need then.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Thank you, bye.